You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Jim Lucker was an active guy in 2013. He competed as a sprinter in the Idaho and National Senior Games. He had no outward signs of his impending heart attack. But then one day, he started off playing racquetball and ended up in the emergency room at St. Luke's getting a stent. After his heart attack, Jim was determined to get back on the track. So the hospital set up a special program just for him. And this year, he competed in his third National Senior Games in New Mexico. And he is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right. So start at the beginning. 2013, you're playing racquetball. And then what happens?
January 25th, about 10:30 in the morning, started to lose my energy. All of a sudden got a very sharp pain in my chest, like somebody was poking a needle. Fellow I was playing racquetball with went and got my wife. They called 911, got me over to St. Luke's. They put the stent in. And from there, the next step is you go to cardiac rehab at St. Luke's. And when I went to cardiac rehab, they checked me out. Tell me what I can do. They monitor you. They literally put a heart monitor on you as you exercise, and they build a program based on your condition and what your goals are. And I told them that I needed, this was in, I believe, February, I needed to be able to play softball in April, and I needed to compete in the senior games in August.
And they said, who are you?
And they looked at me and said, well, we'll see about that. And I said, no, this is what I really have to do.
You told me to give you my plan. This is my plan.
So what they did, Dr. Jennifer Schalls, who's the medical director, and Neil Melvin, who's the acting director of the program, put together a special program just for me. They literally had me doing sprints in their building with a heart monitor on, watching my heart rate, and then actually sitting me down to see how my heart reacted after the sprinting.
You know what's interesting about this, Jim, is that, I mean, it is obvious you are so active because you had already competed in a senior games when you had your heart attack. Did you have any symptoms or any inclination that something like this would happen? And I ask that because we all assume that when you're healthy like you are and you're doing this physical activity, something like this won't happen.
I've heard that, and I don't know what the percentages are. Some people, the first symptom of a heart attack is they have a fatal heart attack. In my case, I had a heart attack, but because I was in the physical shape I was in, that's what got me through the process of getting the stent and getting back out and about.
So then when you go to the cardio rehab and they put this program together for you, how important was it that you were wearing this cardio monitor? I mean, especially doing the intensity of exercise.
Well, it was necessary. It was absolute necessity. You have to know if your heart is able to withstand the stress you're going to put it under when you're exercising at that level. And, I mean, literally sprinting. They actually blocked off an area of the building and had me sprinting, and they had started that program specifically for me. The way I describe myself as an impatient patient.
You're one of those.
I'm definitely one of those. So they knew from the outset that if my heart was in the right place as far as physically, that my head was certainly in the right place, and we needed to get down the road.
So from the time you had the heart attack, you said January of 2013, and you had this goal of softball starts in April, you got to get to the senior games as well. Did you meet those goals?
Yep, absolutely. Started playing back my three days a week playing softball and trained for the senior games, and I competed in the senior games that summer.
So when this happened, was there any type of maybe emotional shift, anything like that, when you had this heart attack? Because it certainly didn't seem to slow you down.
Well, mentally, you go through this period of, are you kidding me? And then talking to other people that have gone through the same process I have, there's a certain amount of fear. Is can you then go out and do what you want to do to lead a normal life? And the cardiac rehab program, what a lot of people don't realize, St. Luke's is one of the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the whole United States. That's taken into consideration Cleveland Clinic and the rest. their cardiac rehab program is one of the best in the whole United States. There are literally people calling from all over the United States asking how they do their program. And I have family back in St. Paul, Minnesota, that have had heart attacks, had procedures, but they don't have the cardiac rehab program in Minnesota that we have here. We're very fortunate.
So what was it like that, even though you wanted to get back to that level of physical activity and compete in the senior games where you run, was it scary, though, that first time in cardio rehab to run, knowing what you had gone through?
Strangely enough, it wasn't. I felt that I had a lot of confidence based on the quality of the people I was working with. Everybody is certified in what they do, whether they're physiologists or physical therapists, and they have to go through certain programs to achieve a certain level of ability before they can talk to a patient. So when you're dealing with that level of competence, you really have the confidence that they can bring you through what you need to go through. And when the doctor told me I'd had some damage to my heart, but it really wouldn't inhibit what I wanted to do, I took him at his word.
And you were able to compete. And we should say that, I mean, it's not that you just run and sprint. I mean, you hold some records, right?
Well, I've been fortunate. I've got the record for somebody in my 75 to 79 age group, state record for 50-meter dash, and I shared a state record in the previous age group that I was in.
Yeah, so you're no slouch at this. So you weren't kidding when you said you had to get back to sprinting.
I try real hard.
So because they had to put this whole new program in place, I mean, have you found out, do they use this program? Have they been able to use this program with other people that come in at a similar fitness level as you?
Well, you should probably bring Neil Melvin in here to talk to him. But recently I was interviewed by one of the local TV stations, and I found out from Neil they have actually put together programs specifically for the Upland firefighters, for firefighters, city firefighters, police, and so forth, to where they actually have them wear certain materials of certain weight and then go through stress programs to make sure they'll be able to go out and do their job as they did prior to the heart attack.
That's really interesting.
It is.
So you just got back from the senior games.
I did.
How'd you do?
Well, I was going from my memory, being as old as I am, I might be inaccurate here. I did.
So you won every one then, right?
No. There are differently. You have to understand, this is the National Senior Games.
Right.
There are different levels. I came in, I think it was 15th of 28 in the 50-meter dash. I came in 14th of 27 in the 100-meter dash. And in the 200-meter, I was something like 17th, 20-something.
Well, congratulations to you. I need to wrap this up. We're out of time. We've been speaking with Jim Lucker about his heart attack and his return to the senior games. Thanks so much for the conversation.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Really do appreciate our producer, Samantha Wright, our associate producer, Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.